You'd think he'd just take the tube.
Last day in the UK, said Beatrice. Last chance to have a good time.
He probably used up his British money in a pub, thinking he'd keep just enough for the train. 6 drinks later, he's out in the fresh air, sobering up, and all he's got left is his plane ticket and £1.70. It sounded plausible. But if it was true, then why leave this lost sheep in the lurch? It wasn't like B to leave anybody stranded. He turned toward her darkened face again, and was alarmed to see teardrops twinkling on her jaw and in the corners of her mouth. Peter, she said. He took one hand off the steering wheel again, this time to squeeze her shoulder. Suspended over the highway up ahead was a sign with a symbol of an aeroplane on it. Peter, this is our last chance.
Last chance?
To make love. The indicator lights flashed gently and went tick, tick, tick as he eased the car into the airport lane. The words make love bumbled against his brain, trying to get in, even though there was no room in there. He almost said, you're joking. But even though she had a fine sense of humor and loved to laugh, she never joked about things that mattered. As he drove on, the sense that they were not on the same page, that they needed different things at this crucial time, entered the car like a discomforting presence. He'd felt that yesterday morning had been